Well, I know it's February, but I want you to cast your mind back to the start of summer, because I can tell you that 2SER has been very busy over this summer. Now, while you were lazing away and going to, I don't know, Christmas and beach and all that kind of stuff, our producer has been slaving away in the studio, bringing you our first ever podcast series. And in true 2SER style, the podcast is educational, investigative, and most importantly, very, very entertaining. The series is called Just Words, and this week, each day, we're going to be hearing from a Just Words 2SER producer so we can find out more about the series in the lead up to its launch. Now, we will be hearing about 18C. It's a tiny piece of legislation in the Racial Discrimination Act that has a far-reaching impact. 18C makes it illegal to offend, insult, humiliate, or intimidate somebody because of their race or ethnicity. And in the series Just Words, 2SER delves into legal cases under 18C and the stories of the people behind those cases. Now, today I'm talking to producer Nina Koppel, who explores in her episode how the Jewish community has used 18C to defend themselves, their identity, and their history. Just a small topic to kick off with there, Nina?
I know, Nick. It's huge. And I have changed my mind about what the point of my story is so many times. But either way, I think it's really important.
All right, let's back up one second. Why are we calling this Just Words?
It was a bit of a journey. We started off with stories from 18C, and then we realised no one actually knows what 18C is.
Except people who get to talk about it on radio a lot.
Yeah. All the time. But even, you know, a lot of people in media, they know about this, you know, the context and the political and media fallout that happens when one of these controversial cases get brought up, but not a lot about the law specifically and how, you know, what it actually is. Yeah, so we decided to find a name that would mean a little bit more to people.
And I think this is a good one.
I think so. It has a double meaning.
Oh, so many
double
edges.
Emphasis.
So many
just
edges.
Words and just words.
Now, we're talking about 18C at the moment because, of course, there's been a huge push to reform it.
Yes. So there's two bills before Parliament. One is to change the wording to remove the words offend and insult.
Ah.
And one is to get rid of it altogether.
So my favourite one is that somehow being offended is the new namby-pamby. What a wuss. They got offended.
Yeah, it's something you give. You don't take offence. It's a choice you make, Nick. It's a choice.
Oh, my God. Who is saying that?
Oh, a few people. You're going to have to listen to the podcast. But what I really like about what we're doing is that I think we're all genuinely pretty divided about our views on this. We've got some episodes that really paint 18C in a positive light. Mine's one of them. When you're talking about Holocaust denial, I think any tool you can use in opposition to these people is great. But when you're talking about other issues, it's much more complex. And I think that that's what's really interesting about the law.
Well, let's talk your particular episode, because I've been helping out a little bit on the podcast series.
Yeah.
Your one has been simultaneously heartbreaking and jaw-dropping in equal measures.
Yeah,
I think
we start pretty full on. It's
really
a bit of a brutal start, so people should be prepared for that. But I think that's what's also cool about this whole podcast, is it's about people and it's their stories. And so when you're talking about Holocaust denial, what you're talking about is the Holocaust. And when you're talking about the Holocaust, you're talking about the people who were affected by the Holocaust.
Well, absolutely. I mean, even today, you hear Holocaust denial and you just assume, what craziness is this? How could anyone believe that?
It's so interesting. I've spent so much time researching this stuff, and it's, you know, you learn about this in high school. I learned about Holocaust denial, but until you start looking at the psychology behind it and the logic that these people use, you don't really understand how damaging their argument is. It's just craziness. Like, it's just sheer craziness. That's all I can really put it down to.
Now, 18C, it's not specifically defending people against Holocaust denial, is it? I mean, that's kind of a bit of an odd interpretation for it, I think.
Yeah, it was just an implication that came up over time. It was a precedent that was set by this guy, Jeremy Jones. And Jeremy Jones is a pretty strong character in my story as well. He's a great person. I find him fascinating. He's kind of made it his mission in life to bring up these 18C cases and look at these situations where people in the Jewish community have been upset by this Holocaust denial and this systemic racism, which, if you look at what Holocaust denial is, it is racism. And
absolutely.
It's quite profound racism. And yeah, so that was a precedent set under 18C, but we don't have any specific Holocaust laws. Like other countries, Germany has a law where you can't defame the dead, and that is used for Holocaust denial.
Wow.
So yeah, in Australia, if we don't have 18C, there's actually very little in terms of other options to pursue Holocaust denial.
Oh my God, we could become the home of Holocaust deniers from
that
around the world.
That would be pretty bad. I don't...
Look, the other thing that gets me is this idea that 18C is somehow restricting free speech.
You know, it's funny. I can understand why people make this argument. But another thing I did for this project was actually go down to Sydney Speakers Corner and speak to the guys there. Who are people who...
I love those guys.
Have you been down there?
Yeah. I've interviewed a few of them.
I encourage anyone in Sydney to just go down and spend an afternoon with those dudes. Like, they're fantastic. And I ended up discussing this with them, seeing what their views on 18C were. And a lot of them were really adamant that they shouldn't have any restriction on their freedom of speech. You know, it's a really important part of our democracy. And then when someone said to me, oh, you know, what is 18C even used for? And I said, there's a lot of things it's used for. Holocaust denial is one of them. And he said, oh, yeah, no, that makes sense. And I was like, okay, well, I convinced them, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, look. The podcast series is called Just Words. It's basically looking across 18C and all its many iterations in the legal framework. Nina, thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to seeing all the final products come through.
Thank you, Nick.
It's going to be a blast. We'll talk more 18C this time tomorrow.